Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station.
Welcome back. That's Eric bringing us back. 17th of the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the three, thethirdingredient.com. Check it out there, and of course, this, all of it's available on Amazon. Having a great visit with our good friend Doug Tatum, chairman of the board of Newport Board Group, entrepreneur and resident at Florida State University, and many, many other credentials, including the author of No Man's Land, one of the most important books. Every small business owner needs to read that book, No Man's Land. It'll explain to you what's going on with regard to access to capital for small businesses, for growing small businesses. It's still this book is still valid, folks. And I helped him launch it back in the day. Hey, Doug.
Sure did.
We're talking about a lot of money chasing probably not enough deals.
Correct.
And we got a lot of businesses down. I'm calling it down market that may never have thought that they were a prospect for a bigger operation, for a larger acquisition organization, but now they very well may be, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you some data. When I was chairman CEO of my old firm, was a consulting CFO firm, we did about $100 million a year working for private equity. It was a big segment for us. And private equity would not talk to a company that had less than 25 to 35 million in EBITDA,
right,
which is or EBITDA, which is
that's not revenue, folks. That's bottom line.
Yeah, bottom line cash flow before, you know, depreciation and interest and so forth. Well, right now, if a company gets close to 2 million in EBITDA,
wow,
they will be contacted by a private equity firm, particularly in an industry where they're rolling it up. Now, they won't be contacted in the context of, I want to invest in your business and grow your business.
Right.
They'll be contacted in the context of, I want to buy your business because I want your customers.
Right.
And that's happening, and it's happening at, I think, somewhere around 70% of all the deals done in the last quarter were these add-on type acquisitions.
Wow. So let me ask you how that conversation is going. So if they were going to invest in them, or if they're going to acquire them in the old way, they might take 4 or 5 months to do it, and a company would need to have had their company clean as a house tooth, the finances squared away, no funny business going on. They would have had to have been doing that for 3 to 5 years. To put their best foot forward, the best. Is that necessary in the kind of scenario you're talking about now?
Well, you need to be what we call capital market ready. There's no doubt about it, but not 3 to 5 years. In other words, it's a different scenario when they can get comfortable with the quality and the margins of your customers and their business,
right,
that they know.
They're going to recast.
They already have an investment in. In other words, they already have a company that's a competitor.
Right.
But what it makes for is what you and I were talking about during the break a little bit. It was scale.
Right.
If your audience needs to sit down and look very, very carefully at the business they're in, and if there is a consolidation going on, and that consolidation makes economic sense, in other words, the bigger they get, the more competitive they can get, then they need to take that into consideration,
right,
as they formulate how they're going to create a sustainable advantage against that.
Mm-hmm. What kind of multiples are we talking about?
Well, I always hesitate to say that because somebody will call you up and say, well, Tatum said my business is this. But let me tell you something. The multiples, the valuations are twice what they have been historically, literally twice. So the value of your audience.
Are they going to do it times EBITDA? Are they going to do it times revenue? What are they going to do?
Well, it depends. It's typically around EBITDA, but it depends if you got one of your listeners in a high tech business or has a strategic advantage on something.
Right.
But it's typically around EBITDA, mm-hmm, and recurring revenue. As your listeners think about the types of business they do, the more recurring revenue they can get, the more valuable their business is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the other interesting thing is fintech. Fintech is starting to develop
financial
channels downstream.
Yeah, this is online lending, folks. You're talking about financial, financial companies. Yeah. Go ahead.
So there's lots of capital out there, and that's a good thing. There's lots of capital out there, and it could be a bad thing competitively, depending on how it affects your particular industry.
Well, so if all right,
but there's more out there than we've ever seen in the history of the world.
So let's say that we've got a company that's got a couple million in EBITDA, and this is free cash flow, folks, before interest and depreciation and amortization and taxes. All right, so. They've got that, and this acquirer shows up, and are they likely to say, okay, look, we're interested in you. When it's not like you're the greatest thing since sliced bread for us, but you fill a little niche for us, and we're going to spend about 30 days putting this deal together with you. Are you prepared to move that fast, and are you prepared to make a decision when we make you the offer? Is that what they're going to say?
Yeah, something to that effect. Although
they're not going to putz around with you forever, are they? They're going to.
Yeah. Well, your point is well taken. Yeah. In other words, they're out there to buy customers in that scenario, and so what they're going to do is say, we have a big business in your industry. We like where you are in your customer set, and we'd like to make you an offer.
Yeah.
You need to take that seriously, because if they don't, they'll move down the street, and that's what you're implying, and that's correct.
That's exactly right. And they're not going to let you be a prima donna. They're not going to let you say, well, you know, play hard too hard to get.
They've got a lot of capital to deploy. They've got to deploy it quickly.
Yeah. And they might be doing six-year deals.
They're going to find folks that are saying, you know, Junior doesn't want to run the business, and, you know, I'm ready to take some off the table. And,
right. Doug, hold on to that thought. Right back with Doug Tatum. I need your website quickly, Doug.
Newport Board Group.
All right. Quick.com. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.